Inside Mac.
For Monday, August 21st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. iTunes holdouts are getting weaker. iPods have found their way on the front lines. The new Mac Pro makes history, and students hide those iPods. More and more artists are joining iTunes, the most recent being Bob Seger and Metallica. But there are still a small few that are holding out. For how long? Well, according to New York Daily News, not long at all. According to the report, analysts are saying online holdouts, including the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Garth Brooks, Radiohead, and Kid Rock, can't avoid iTunes forever because fans are flocking to the internet to buy music. Artists are complaining that the online distribution leaves them with too small a profit. Where they once received 30 cents per song, now it's more like 10 cents per song. Ed Andrews, who is the manager for both Bob Seger and Kid Rock, said, "We're hoping albums become more important again like they were in the past 30 years." But Phil Lee, who is an analyst with the Inside Digital Media, claims that the bands can no longer risk losing out on sales and marketing generated from the digital formats, especially on iTunes. He said with CD sales continuing to drop, it's only a matter of time until the last holdouts give up. The new Mac Pro was tested recently to see how the new machine performs. An article from Computer World has looked it over from the inside out just to see how good it really is. Even though the outside appearance of the Mac Pro isn't much different from its predecessor, the first noticeable difference is the sound. It's much quieter thanks to the lower power requirements and the lower heat output from the Xeon chips. The article notes that the PCI expansion slots are easier to populate, there aren't any screws to lose, and no tools needed to add or remove cards. The hard drive bays are lined up across the inside in a configuration similar to an Xserve, where SATA drives can easily slide out on a cable-free sled. The Mac Pro drives can be upgraded by buying any SATA drive and putting four screws in the tray to hold it in place. In addition, RAM lives on a movable riser so the user can pull it out, rest it on its attached rubber strips, and install new RAM without cutting your fingers. Even more intriguing about the new Mac Pro is its price tag. Apple officials have announced that for the first time in history, a Mac is cheaper than the equivalent hardware on the PC side. The company states professionals who are in the workstation market will find that the Mac Pro is priced $1,000 less than a comparably configured Dell computer. To sum up, the new Mac is faster, more customizable, holds more RAM, won't overheat, and is more attainable because of its new lower price. The story adds, you're going to want one of these. If you'd like to read the whole article, visit Apple.com. iPods have surfaced in the front lines as soldiers try to bring America to Iraq. Ars Technica reports that while soldiers were once deployed with little more than a backpack and a rifle, today's troops pack along iPods, digital cameras, video games, movie collections, and computers of their own. Camp Liberty is one of the few bases that makes it possible for soldiers to experience the comforts of home by turning a small strip of Iraq into a little piece of America. The base has air conditioning, internet cafes, gym facilities, and an ice cream parlor. And thanks to the U.S. Postal Service, GIs can load up on electronics from Amazon and get free shipping. The report notes that the soldiers all agreed that iPods, DVD players, and digital cameras were omnipresent, and earbuds are a common sight in the gym where they provide both privacy and the familiar tunes from back home. Technology is changing the way that soldiers fight, but it's also changing the way that they relax. BMW has introduced a new iPod interface for cars that don't support its original in-car iPod kit. The catchphrase says you can now enjoy the flexibility of your iPod even at the wheel of your BMW. The website claims that a direct connection to the audio system gives you access to all your stored tracks while your iPod sits safely in your glove box. It includes in-car controls that lets you listen to all of your music, including FairPlay protected files, and it supports up to 5 playlists. The new kit supports all current BMW and Mini models, including the BMW 5, 6, and 7 series. Coming up, another slap in the face for Google when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has updated its hot deal site. B&H Photo Video has deals on Mac-compatible hardware and software products, including Sony Alpha 10.2 megapixel digital SLR, Hitachi DVD RAM DVD-R camcorder, Adobe Photoshop CS2, to name a few. CDW Mac Warehouse has deals that include Bookends docking station for the 15-inch MacBook Pro, SanDisk CF card, the HP ScanJet 7650, and more. Club Mac is offering deals on the Samsung SyncMaster LCD display, the EasyQuest Monsoon 300GB external drive, the Sony Mini DV camcorder, as well as CyberAcoustics A303 docking speaker system for all iPods. Mac Mall is also offering deals. These include the LG Electronics 20-inch widescreen LCD display, Kingston's 1GB compact flash card, and Sony Handycam camcorder. And lastly, O'Reilly Media has deals on a variety of Mac-focused books, including Filter Effects, iWork 2005, The Missing Manual. Now remember, this is just a sample of the deals available. For more information, visit hotdeals.apple.com. As students head back to school, it's probably a good idea to discuss the importance of storing the iPod out of sight to avoid being stolen. According to InSpice.com and MacFixit.com, the iPod is not only the best-selling MP3 player, but also the most stolen. And Fox News reported earlier that the standard white earbuds of an iPod are mugger magnets. To prevent such things from happening, students can buy black earphones to use with their iPod, which will make it look like a less desirable MP3 player. And when it's not in use, simply store it out of sight. Homer's insurance will cover students who live on campus. But for those who live off campus, the best way to go is renter's insurance, which will only cost about $12 a month, but will cover $25,000 of personal property coverage and a $500 deductible. SanDisk is reducing the price of its current lineup by 30% and has added a new model called SANSA E280. The Wall Street Journal reports that the new MP3 player is expected to include 8 gigs of flash memory storage for $250 US, which matches the price of the 4-gig iPod Nano. SanDisk holds a distant second place to Apple at a 9.7% market share. It'll take a long time for it to catch up to Apple's 75%. The report claims that the reduced pricing may be an attempt to prevent potential market share losses, since SANSA will be a rival to Microsoft Zune, not to mention the other companies like Creative, Sony, and Samsung, all fighting for the 25% of the market share Apple doesn't hold. It states that Apple's iPod product line is also due for a refresh, so it's unclear just how long SanDisk's E280 can claim it as a higher storage for the same price as the iPod Nano. Google may find itself in a lot of trouble soon, as they may be hit with yet another class action lawsuit over click fraud if a judge certifies a new suit filed against the company in Pennsylvania for class action status. According to Macworld UK, much of the 20% of all Google ad clicks could be malicious. Philadelphia attorney Samuel Lassoff said he suffered about $1,000 worth of click fraud involving two websites he has for a marketing and reseller business, SJL Systems. The click fraud occurred during the time period of October 2005 and February 2006. Macworld UK explains click fraud as when someone clicks on a pay-per-click ad with malicious intent. For example, a company official may click on competitors' ads to increase their ad spending, or another example of click fraud is a publisher clicking on his website's ads to increase his commissions. Lassoff tried to contact Google through email and phone calls to report what he had believed was click fraud when he saw his advertising bills with the company spike while sales remained the same, but Google did not respond. This isn't the first time Google has been sued. The report said that the company had agreed to a $90 million settlement in a class action click fraud lawsuit filed in Arkansas. Google isn't alone in this. Other companies that sell online ads, such as Yahoo, have been hit by click fraud suits as well. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.